Log on to the cooking site epicurious.com and click on Most Popular. You'll find recipes for such sumptuous preparations as Javanese roasted salmon and wilted spinach. Sounds good, but that's only number two, second to what for months has been the site's most popular recipe.
Salted water for boiling.
Thank you. Elizabeth Shepherd, who is editor-in-chief and senior executive producer of Epicurious, who joins us from New York. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
How complicated a recipe is this?
It's probably not our most challenging recipe, I must admit.
Salt?
Salt, water, and turn on the stove.
Now, what makes it so popular?
Well, you know, Epicurious has such a huge following of food lovers, and they come on the site all the time to share tips and advice.
Yeah.
The reality is that there are many recipes on the site that actually call for salted water for boiling as part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
We set it alone as a standalone recipe so people knew the ratio of water to salt.
What is the recommended ratio?
It's 1/4 salt to 3 parts water, if I remember correctly. But, you know, like all good recipes, you can vary the exact ratio for things.
Hmm. Now, how is salted water for boiling different from boiled water with salt in it?
You know, not so much. The point of Epicurious is that we really tell you everything that you want to know about cooking. So you are going to see things like how to properly salt and boil your water to accompany a more complicated recipe.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to also see very complicated recipes that involve a lot of steps.
Mm. Ms. Shepherd, I imagine people are listening to us commonly when they're just getting up. Is there a recipe that occurs to you they could make in the next hour if they just got ambitious?
Oh, sure. Well, what I would recommend they do first and foremost is go to epicurious.com and type in some ingredients that they happen to have in their house, because they don't want to go to the store if they're going to be wanting to cook something in an hour. So go to the recipe search box, and let's say in my house I have eggs and ham, leftover ham and eggs.
Ham and eggs. How's that?
Right. I type in ham and eggs. I hit the go button. And then I'm going to get a number of recipes that are going to suggest things that I can make with ham and eggs, whether it's a ham and egg frittata, for example, or scrambled eggs with ham hash. Any of these things that appeal to me, I'm going to be able to just make in an hour or less.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like to eat for breakfast?
Matzah. You know, matzah with peanut butter I like. There's also this funny little green dip we get that I like to put on the matzah. I don't know what the green dip is.
I don't know what the green dip is either. Did you get it on Epicurious?
No. We got it in a food store. Either that or my wife simply scraped the sides of the refrigerator and what I think is green sauce is just mold. But
is this your way of inviting me over for breakfast?
Anytime.
Okay, I accept. I'll bring the food.
Well, Ms. Shepherd, thanks very much.
Thank you, too. It was a pleasure.
Elizabeth Shepherd is senior executive producer of the cooking site epicurious.com.